listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to look at some great promises that God made to the ultimate servant. And I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5, 6, and 7, which speak prophetically of Jesus Christ, the ultimate servant of God. Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 5. Thus says the Lord the God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from their prison house. God gave a wonderful promise of a coming servant, the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. The promise of the servant and his ministry was wonderful. Now, God, the Lord, is more than happy to prove his reliability to us. He tells us to look up because he created the heavens and stretched them out. He tells us to look down because he spread forth the earth and that which comes from it. He tells us to look in a mirror because he gives breath to the people on the earth. The Lord God gave the servant promises to sustain him. It's therefore God the Father says to the servant, God the Son, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. What encouragement Jesus must have received from these passages when he faced difficult times during his earthly ministry. God promised that he called his son in righteousness, as if the father had said to the servant's son, because there was nothing unholy or unrighteous in my calling, you can be confident that the calling will be fulfilled. He also promised that he will hold your hand, as if the father said to the servant son, I am with you always to love and guide you. I will never leave you. I am holding your hand all the time. He promised that he would keep you, as if the father said to the servant son, you will not get lost or left behind. I am always there to watch over you and keep you. He promised to give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, as if the father said to the servant's son, you will fulfill the promises I've called you to do. You will bring salvation, not only to your people, but also to those who seem beyond salvation. God the Father promised to God the Son to open blind eyes and to bring out prisoners from the prison. It's as if God the Father said to the servant son, I will use you to do miraculous works of restoration and healing, both physically and spiritually. You will be used to bring sight and freedom to many. Now, when we think of this amazing commission that God the Father gave to God the Son, I want you to think about something. Jesus prayed something in John 17, 18. He said, saying to his father, you sent me into the world, or as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. In other words, God sends us in the spirit of those same promises. So today, in Jesus Christ, you can receive God's promise to give you a calling, to hold your hand and keep you, to use you to bring salvation to others, and to bring sight and freedom to others' people. Those are ultimately promises made to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But as we are in Christ, we share some of those same promises. Thank God for that, and walk in those promises today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.